Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Top Ag Committee Republicans want the EPA to cease politicization of crop protection tools. Pennsylvania Representative Glenn Thompson and Arkansas Senator John Bozeman sent a letter about the concerning trend of disregarding scientifically sound, risk-based regulatory processes and denying access to a range of crop protection tools. Russia's war in Ukraine has also hit the global food system hard with increased energy prices, fertilizer cost spikes and shortages, and worsening food shortages. In fiscal year 2021, the value of U.S. fruit and vegetable imports rose to record levels, and the USDA's Economic Research Service says it's projected to rise another 9% in fiscal year 2022, with import volumes expected to rise 3%. This would further extend the trend seen from 2000 to 2021, when U.S. import volumes increased 124%, while inflation-adjusted value increased 208%. The number of U.S. farms peaked in the mid-1930s before undergoing a steep decline over the next four decades as farms became fully mechanized. AgriMarketing.com reports decline since the 70s has been gradual, with an estimated 2,012,500 farms with gross annual receipts over $1,000, the minimum to be counted as a farm. 51% have gross revenues of up to $10,000 and 30% have revenues of up to $100,000, meaning about 19% of farms are commercial sized.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.